Let's go to step number three. Step number three is you got to create a real plan. Now, we've already begun that because an RPM plan, by the way, we call it RPM because RPM stands for the Rapid Planning Method. This is what I teach in the time of your life, and we teach it in companies, and we show people how to immediately, bam, produce a quick plan that people really fall through on. Because most people, when they do a plan, they think the job's over. But the truth is, when you got a plan, the job's begun. And the only way you're going to follow through is if you have absolute clarity of what you're after. Because along the way, a lot of actions you take aren't going to work. So if you think the action is the goal, like we said earlier, if you think running 20 miles is the goal rather than losing 20 pounds, well, then if something interferes with your ability to run, then you can't achieve the goal. You've got to make sure you know what you're after and you can change your approach to get there. And you got to know why you're after it, because when the going gets tough, the difference in following through or not is having enough reasons. Reasons come first, answers come second. If you get a big enough why to do something, big enough reasons, you can figure out how to do it. So you might want to juice up the result you wrote down, like this is what I'm after. Maybe be more specific, by when. And you might want to write a few more reasons, but then I want you to step three. I want you to draw out a map. And when I say a map, I want it to be very simple and specific. Just write down anything first that you could do to achieve that goal. Instead of trying to be perfect again and saying, well, I got to do this first and then this and then this, that makes it hard. Just brainstorm. Anything you could do. When you're done with that map, you're going to asterisk the things that you think are musts. Meaning, you might come up with 10 or 15 things you could do to achieve that outcome. It's 10 or 15 steps. You might need to do them all, but I want you to asterisk the 2, 3, 4, 5 of them that you must do and that you can do that are within your control that would absolutely get you the result you're after. So you can have that sense of certainty that this is really going to happen. So I want you to do that right now. You can refine your result, put a deadline on it, add a few reasons, so you got a good strong purpose, and then do the M in RPM, the massive action plan. What specific actions are you going to take immediately to get this done? And by the way, I'll give you a clue. Write down little things you can do immediately. Because one of the beliefs I have is never, ever leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its achievement. This is how you get momentum. If you get all excited and you start to create this plan and you don't actually do something immediately, you'll get back caught up. You'll get distracted by your other work commitments or someone else have a demand from you or something at home will get you. You get caught up in the normal grind. So I never leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. Send an email, make a phone call, book a meeting, buy a tape, go get a book. Right? Do something specific that moves you towards this immediately. So you want to write some things you can do immediately, and write some little things and some big things. One of the ways to get a really great plan is to do something that really commits you in that action. So maybe if you're overweight again, using that same example, maybe what you do is as soon as you turn off this CD or tape, you go in the kitchen and you rip out everything in that kitchen, everything in the refrigerator that you know doesn't belong there. It's not good for you. And then you carry it under your arms delicately. And you head for the bathroom. You bring a CD player or an audio tape, and you lift up that porcelain goddess, and you play the music in the background as you dump the stuff down the toilet, and you flush it away forever. Maybe the music you play is, "We are the champions of the world." I don't know what you do. Do something crazy. Commit an act. Do something that commits yourself. Write down your massive action plan and make it very specific things you're going to do. Maybe instead of saying, well, I'll do some research on the internet maybe this week, say on Thursday I'm going to do 1 hour of research on the internet. I'm going to compare three companies to look at to decide where to invest. Or you know what? I'm going to do exercise for 25 minutes five times a week. Be as specific as possible. I don't know what the specific thing is for you, but do it. And if you can get yourself to not only write something down, but today, go do something that commits you, you're going to get momentum. You're going to find yourself saying, this is easy. And everybody around you, including yourself, is going to know you mean it. So when we say we're going to do something, and then we don't do anything, it tells your brain you don't mean it. So let's start right now by coming up with that plan, okay? Write down your massive action plan, and you can come up with all kinds of things. You can always shorten it later. Come up with a brainstorm, a whole list of things that you can shorten if you want to. All the possibilities. So you got a lot of choices, okay? All right, go, 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 do it right now. Pause the tape or CD and let's do it. Okay, I'm assuming that you really turned this tape off and that you're now back with me because you've completed your map. In fact, you've got an RPM plan. By the way, what does RPM stand for besides Rapid Planning Method? Well, it's a results-focused, purpose-driven, massive action plan. I mean, that's how you get life results. You don't get it by thinking about it or talking about it or rationalizing it. You get it by getting incredibly focused on the result. You get in the sense of drive from your purpose, and you create a map, a massive action plan that'll get you going to get the result, to make that result a reality. Now, this RPM, by also as a metaphor, obviously, it's like in a car. When you increase the RPMs, you increase the energy, the power to actually produce results. That's what this does as well. So I'll give you a couple examples, and let's see how these relate to yours, if there's anything you can learn from these. One of the people here earlier who said that they really want to do these songs but haven't done them in 20 years at the same level anyway, said it's actually very simple. They decided they're going to make sure that they're working on songs every single week, and the action plan is, number one, within this next week, he's going to put a clipboard by his bed. Step two, when he opens his eyes every single day, 5 days a week, he's going to spend the first 30 minutes just writing as if he's going to write stuff that's going to go in the trash. So there's no limitation. He's totally in the creative flow. Because once you get in that flow, more comes through you. Now, by the way, does this sound almost like a part of his hour of power? You bet. He's starting out with the first half hour for himself, for his greatest passion. By the way, how do you think that'll affect the rest of his day, no matter what else he does? So he said, then the next thing he's going to do is on the weekends, he's going to commit 1 hour to review those notes and edit them and actually put them into something that's real. See if he can take from these great ideas and actually produce something of real value. Now, if he does that every single week, his chances of his songwriting exploding are absolutely, you know, I can't say guaranteed, nothing in life is guaranteed, but the opportunity for that to happen, it's going to occur. You know why? He's no longer talking about it. He's no longer just envisioning it. He's begun to plan it, which makes it possible. It's not possible when you're just talking about it. And now he's scheduling it so it's real. That's going to get him the results he wants. And by the way, he has the same thing for his workout schedule. He's got his outcome of what he wants to do. He's going to work out 3 times a week, aerobically, twice anaerobically. He's got the days. And most importantly, he's got starting with today as his first action item, and he's got the time during the day. And he gave himself a little bit of flex factor between 1 and 3. Because he knows his schedule flexes, so he's not setting himself up for failure, which we're going to talk about later on. He's setting himself up to win. Another person here, the person who owns the studio, said that he's actually decided, his result is, he's locked in to complete his first product online by March 1st. What's great about that? It's very specific, and it's got a deadline. So I said, how are you going to do it? He said, simple. I have 50 email responses I should have sent out a long time ago from people that already want this kind of product, and I'm going to send it out this week. Number two, I'm going to send out 100 new emails to potential clients. Number three, I'm going to take out some banner ads with at least 2 different publications. And then on March 5th, he'll have his second product online, and on April 1st, his third. So he's very specific. And by the way, is this something achievable now? See, it's really hard, even when you get yourself motivated, then unless you got something very specific to focus on, and you know the reasons, you know exactly what to do, you won't do it because you'll get caught up. That's why having this RPM planning process, this rapid planning method, is so valuable. In the beginning, you're kind of weak at it, but after you do it for a while, you'll get really specific, you'll come up with great purposes, and you'll come up with great plans. It's like anything. It's a little muscle. Use it a little bit, it's going to grow. Another person here described the fact that they were unhappy. What disturbed them, we didn't talk about their example earlier, was being overweight and not being able to change it. They'd lost weight like 15 pounds a year ago. They gained it all back and they've not been able to get rid of it. And so this person said, now the result is really clear. I'm going to produce this result. I'm going to lose these 15 pounds. And most importantly, because I deserve to. I deserve the energy, the feeling, the sexiness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They described all things that disturbed them to get the energy. But then this person focused on the result, specifically by when, and he had a powerful purpose. But what's interesting was what they learned when they did their action plan. This person said, you know what, they realized what was missing is in the past when they lost weight, they had a buddy. They had someone to share the experience with. And she became totally certain as she wrote down who her buddy would be that she could then do this. The second step was to pull out that darn Stairmaster and actually plug it in, a unique concept. But what does that do again? Convenience, clarity. So many things we don't do just because they're not convenient, because they're not immediate. What's immediate gets our attention. So she's taking that out, making that happen. And then she has a date by which she's going to make this all happen for each of these specific aspects. But I want to point something out here, and we're going to talk about this later on when I talk about really setting yourself up to win, which is one of our principles. But as long as it's being said here, I'll tell you this. Both of these people found something that they know will work because they modeled their successes from the past. You see, for this woman, she was able to lose the weight when she had a buddy, and I'll explain a little more why that worked later on, other than the obvious. The gentleman with the songwriting wrote a song that was on a TV show more than 20 years ago. But he stopped doing this, and he hasn't had that kind of result in his songwriting since then. So what you've really got to be able to look at is there are times in your life in which you've already succeeded. And you need to go back and model what you did and putting together your action plan, because then you'll have certainty it will work. One of the things I do in one of my seminars is I have people write down everything in their life that's here today that once was a dream, once was a goal. Things you may now take for granted, like, you know, the person who's now in your life that you hoped at one point would go out with you, or the job you now take for granted that at one point you were wishing for, or the business that you now own and you're complaining about that one time in your life you would have prayed for. I then have people write all these things down, and then I say, okay, now, circle one or two that really seemed impossible. Now write down how you made that happen. And what you begin to see is that there's a pattern, and the pattern is similar to what we've talked about. Something disturbed them. They may not have been upset. Disturbed sometimes is they saw something that disturbed their status quo. Instead of being comfortable, they wanted more. It didn't have to be painful. You know, sometimes you're disturbed because you see something great and you want it. That's disturbing too. What's disturbing is you don't have it. That's a good thing. So someone said, you know, I really want my own studio. I don't want to work for somebody else. You know, this is what I want. This is the kind of life. I want to have it on my terms. But then what happens is you get disturbed, you get specific about what you want, you get enough reasons to follow through, you come up with a plan of action, you may do it consciously or unconsciously, and you get the psychology together to make it happen, you take massive action, you get results. But then we forget how we did this stuff. And then what happens is pretty soon there's a big gap between where we are and where we want to be, because it's natural that once you achieve something, you want more. So you want to make sure you get your plan here, create a little map, hopefully these ideas have triggered you a bit. And remember, if you want to take some action on something, like you want to master your health, then get a coach. We got coaches here. Get the Living Health product. Look at something that will guide you step by step, day by day. The more specific the coaching, the more powerful you're going to be to follow through. And if there's someone physically there to follow up with you, then you can't make excuses because there's somebody else you're talking to other than yourself. It's so easy to talk yourself out of anything. But when you have a result there you got to make happen, it changes. One of my clients pays me more than $1 million a year. And I coach him, and after 5 years or 6 years of working with him, at one point I said, you know what? I know what you're going to do when you're going to do it. You're so predictable now. And you know it too. I don't think you need me anymore. I mean, I'm your friend, and I appreciate it, and I'm certainly earning my money from the time I'm putting in, but honestly, I don't think you need me. And he said, are you crazy? He said, don't you understand? Just knowing you're going to call makes me fall through on those things that I talked about. So if you don't get a professional coach, in order to make your plan work, get a buddy, get some leverage. Make sure that someone else knows your plan so you can't just create a plan and not follow through, okay? I know I'm a little nuts on this tape, but I really want you to get results, because guess what happens as soon as you come up with a plan? Opponents show up, don't they? Yes, there's three kinds of opponents. If you read any good story, you watch any good movie, as soon as the main protagonist has this desire and they get excited about it and they come up with a plan, then sure enough, opponents come to oppose it. That's what creates drama in your life, and there's three opponents. Number one is the external opponents. That's going to be all the other people. They're going to call you in the morning, or, by the way, if you want to do this in the evening, obviously you can do this evening, or at your lunch break. You can do this hour of power at whatever time works for your schedule or for your body. But the ideal time, again, is in the morning. But the point is, the minute you try to do this, the opponents show up. The phone starts ringing first thing in the morning. There's all these other projects, all these other demands that all want your time and attention instead of giving it to yourself. And when you come up with a plan, the same thing happens. All kinds of resistance will show up. And if it's not from the external opponents, it'll be from the intimate opponents, the people close to you who love you dearly, but they don't understand. You got to have time for yourself. Your kids want this and want that, but if you don't take time for yourself, there's not as much of you to give them, is there? Same thing for your spouse. You know, the people around you, your friends who don't understand why you can't talk to them right now. Take those friends on a run with you, on a walk with you. Get them to do the hour of power. I love to do this with my lady. It's one of the great things we share together. We do it side by side, and then after end, we share our celebration. But also, there's the internal opponent. You know, the parts inside of you that are conflicted, saying, yeah, I really want to do this, but I also want to do that. You've got to put the opponents at bay, and the only way to do that is discover what are the beliefs, which is going to be our next step. What are the beliefs that are conflicting you? What are the beliefs that are stopping you? See, whenever you're upset about something, it's because of the beliefs you have. Beliefs control behavior. Whatever you do, you do it because of your beliefs. And you may not know what those beliefs are because often they're unconscious. So we're going to discover the beliefs that may be holding you back and the beliefs that will move you forward. But I have to say this to you. You've been extraordinary. You've listened to me babble and dump the whole load on you at incredibly intense pace. Something that most people go through a seminar for, you've been doing in this results workshop. So I want to give you a chance to have a victory right now if you want to limit your time today. Remember, this is one of only 2 days of the 7 days where we have a double session in one day or a workshop in one day. So if you want to stop now just for today and start tomorrow with beliefs, you're welcome to do so. And it'll be a 10-day program for you if you do it in that format, which is fine. But let's remind you, here's what you've done today. You've gotten clear. You've got to get disturbed. You can't accept things. You can't make it. It's okay. You got to say, never again. This is done. Not in a minute, not in a day. This is changing. Step two, you got to make a decision about what you do want. You don't want to just be upset. You want to be sure what you're after. Something that'll get you stay up late, get up early, and really go for it. Something that drives you. And then thirdly, you got to come up with your initial plan, that massive action plan. We don't get excited. We don't change things by a little action here or there or trying something. We do it by just going full force at something and taking some massive action right now. So today, if you want to, take some action right now. Review what you've done in your journal. Take an action today. Turn the CD off. Come join me tomorrow for Beliefs. Or if you're one of those people that just can't stop, that wants to complete this workshop right now, that's as insane and crazy as I am, then continue to listen to this tape or grab the next CD, and we'll go to step number four, finding out the beliefs that control your behavior.
This session continues on the next CD.